unfortunately, it is just the reality of being South African and living in South Africa. Violence and crime continues to plague us, particularly in the city of Cape Town. Over the past weekend, in the space of less than 48 hours, at least 7 people were killed in Vryheid. That is south of the city, parts of the area connected to Lavendale, adjacent to Marina da Gama, very close to Musenberg. Now, these killings appear to be gang or taxi related. Let us talk to the chairperson of the Vryheid Taxi Association, Makosandile Tumana. Makosandile, thanks so much for joining us. What do we know about the latest spate of violence in Vryheid? Nothing new there. Over the last few years, regular reports of violence, shootings, particularly connected to the taxi industry in that part of the city.
Morning, Leslie.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, and you?
Very good. Are things safe in Vryheid at the moment? Are things quiet?
Yeah, I can say that. I want to say thank you for calling calling me in this radio. Councillor Mandy, I want to say hi. Good morning.
Councillor Mandy is waiting on the line. Good morning, Councillor. But Makosandile, set the scene for us. What's been happening in Vryheid, particularly that resulted this week in at least 7 people being killed in shootings there?
Firstly, Leslie, I want to correct you when you say there is a violence in the taxi industry in Vryheid area. Unfortunately, I want to also apologize to the commuters of Vryheid area about what is happening or what has happened. Last week on Friday night, 2 guys from Junkie Funkies were shot and killed.
Junkie Funkies, the gang?
Yes, the gangster. Then in the morning around 4, one of our driver was from the staff. Then he gets shot in the taxi. We were not aware by then about what is happening, but I received a call from one of my leaders, community leaders in the area, and informing me that the afternoon around about 5-6, that there are another two guys also who get shot. One is a teacher from Maspumelele. So he was at home, then he got killed as well. And one of the colored guy, he's also a Tangi Fangi. I forgot just his name. And he also informed me that the colored that was get shot was the one who shot the driver in the morning.
So while not taxi-related, a taxi driver was shot in this weekend shootings?
No, because we are not having any hard feelings to any...
That's what I'm saying. You're saying it's not related to anything regarding the taxi industry, but a taxi driver was also shot. He's one of the 7 victims of this weekend shootings.
I agree with you that, but we were not aware about that there is a problem to anybody, and even the industry, the taxi association in Vryheid, we were not aware about that. So that is why I'm saying, normally we understand the violence between the taxi industry and the association to another association. You see,
Makosandile, is this affecting commuters and the routes in any way possible, particularly from a public transport perspective?
No.
The routes are continuing as normal.
We are working as normal, and we have a good relationship with other associations around us.
Tell me how people feel when it comes to their own safety. If we particularly have 7 people being killed in a 48-hour period this weekend.
Yeah, that is very, very sad. That is very, very sad. And even if it was not a taxi, the taxi was not affected on this. 9 people is not even 7, it's 9 people who passed on. in the area. So we don't support it.
Marcos Andile Tumana, I want to bring in Councillor Mandy Marsh. She's Councillor for Ward 45. The fear that is gripping the community in Vryheid, I'm sure, spills over into other areas like Lavendale, Seawinds, Marina da Gama, and also nearby Musenberg as well, I'm sure, Mandy.
Hi, Lester. Hi. Great to be on the show. Thanks for having me. And hi to Mr. Tumana, too, from the Taxi Association. In this case, it actually hasn't spread to the surrounding areas. So what happened is, you know, Vryheid is usually not an area that is known for violence. We don't have gang warfare there. You know, usually it's fairly peaceful. So what happened was very, very surprising for all of us. Somebody was shot, and then the next thing we knew, it was almost like open warfare on the taxi drivers within Vryheid. And it was just, it was absolutely bizarre. It was like a weekend of just mass murder. People, the residents were just absolutely terrified. Nobody wants to leave their houses. It was, it's too awful. But it seems to, Lester, it seems to have calmed down now.
We are heading towards closer to another weekend. Violence particularly appears to flare up around South Africa, but also in Cape Town, particularly over weekends. Are you in contact with law enforcement, LEAP officers, the South African police, asking for at least a general visibility in that area at the moment and heading into the weekend?
Yes, so I've been in daily contact with SAPS as well as law enforcement. So they are ready. They are preparing for any eventuality. But from the information that I received yesterday, I really do feel like things are going to calm down now. I think that, look, a ceasefire has been declared.
Marcus Andile mentioned the Junkie Funky gang. Who are the other players involved in the shooting at the weekend and that's raising the tensions in Vryheid at the moment?
So the tension is between the Taxi Association and the Junkie Funkies. There aren't any other gangs involved. The thing is, Lester, one of the reasons why we don't see much violence in Vryheid is because we only have the one gang in Vryheid. So we don't generally have gang warfare.
So in Marcus Andile says this is not connected to the taxi industry. You're saying that it is largely a gang targeting taxi drivers. So there is a connection, would you agree, to public transport issues and public transport in the Vryheid area, Mandy?
Yes, Lester. I'm not sure so much about public transport issues, but he is correct that what happened was it was a member of the Junkie Funkies who was shot, and the retaliation is from the Junkie Funkies to the Taxi Association.
Mandy Marsh is the ward councillor for Ward 45, under which Vryheid falls. Also, Marcus Andile Tumani is the chairperson of the Vryheid Taxi Association. Live in the area? Know someone who lives in the area? An employee? Do you live in the area? 021-446-0567. Let me know how you feel. Let me know what's happening on the street currently at the moment in Vryheid.